Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Mark Knopfler bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Rob Grady is our guest. Robert Grady is the name of the book, Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, Third Edition. Also, Kick-Ass Strategies, Every Business Needs to Explore Sales, etc., by Robert Grady. Hey, Rob, thanks again for being here. Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E, robertgrady.com is his website. You just got back from a bucket list trip. I want you to tell the audience about it. I love having our Brain Trust members tell us about these exotic trips that they take and what they found there. What was there? Why did they go and what did they learn and why should we follow them?
Well, I appreciate you asking. First of all, as we talked about a couple of weeks back, I sold my business, and we talked about how to sell a one-person business. And after I sold it, and I'm actually still in the last year of my workout, if you will, or mm-hmm. of my consulting contract, but the amount of work has diminished considerably as my partner has taken over the business. So I had the time to do a bucket list trip. My wife and I decided to take 3 weeks and go to the South Seas, and New Zealand was always on my bucket list, and so was Tahiti. So we did them both in the same trip. New Zealand is basically two islands, Jim, the north and the south, and the north is sort of industrial, and about three-quarters of the population in the south is mostly national parks. And just drop-dead beautiful. Milford Sound was fantastic. Queenstown area, church. Now, that's where they had the big Christchurch is where they had the big murderer, that multiple murder guy. The first time anything like that's ever happened in New Zealand, it was just devastating to the country. I had just left when that happened. Mm. But on the way home, we stopped in Tahiti, and I finally got to stay at my over-the-water bungalow in Bora Bora. And had the time of my life. It was absolutely wonderful. I should send you a picture.
So so you recommend it, huh?
Oh, absolutely. That's it. If you've got the time. Here's an interesting fact.
And not a little bit of money either, right? I mean,
it's not all that bad. It's not actually as I think Hawaii is more expensive, and it's further. People don't realize Tahiti is actually east of Hawaii.
Really?
It's in it's one time zone east of Hawaii, but it's further south. It's south of the equator near off the coast of South America.
But New Zealand is not closer than Hawaii. I mean, New Zealand's on the other side of the planet.
No. New Zealand is way on the other side of the world. I'm just saying that Tahiti is actually closer than
So you flew to New Zealand, then from New Zealand you flew to Tahiti.
That's correct. Wow. Yeah, the way home.
Wow.
But we're not talking about retail merchandising here, which is
No. I want to talk. I want to finish talking about this. How did you find the people in those places?
Well, New Zealand is like the friendliest country in the world. They're wonderful and very environmentally conscious. They're very conscious. No plastic bags or straws, all that kind of good stuff. Very clean country. Very pristine. Here's an interesting fun fact. No mammals are native to New Zealand. Huh. They had no mammals when white man first arrived.
Only birds
and marsupials. The Maori
were there.
Yeah, they had no. The first mammals to invade the island were rats off of Captain Cook's ship.
Right.
So to this day, they don't have bears or deer or anything like that, unless they're
and the cats, the feral cats, I think, came ashore and killed all the dodos and all that. All that, I think.
Oh yeah. They had a couple environmental disasters 100 years ago because people didn't understand it. But today they're very, very good about managing.
Right. Yeah, I have friends who've been down there, and the folks are just great to them. And what about Tahiti? Were the people nice in Tahiti? Did they treat you well?
Oh, yeah. The whole economy is based upon tourism. So they're all taught from the age of one how to be socially very service-oriented, and so it's a wonderful environment. Everybody there is is just very friendly and hospitable.
In New Zealand, how would you say the economy was there? What is the economy? Is a lot of agriculture. I know a lot of wool and a lot of sheep and mutton and things like
that's
that.
That's the biggest. My understanding is sheep and agriculture is still their number one economic factor, but tourism is quickly approaching taking over the number one spot. They predict within about 10 years that tourism will be the number one.
But they're happy people there, aren't they?
Contributor. Absolutely. It's so fun to be around. I even got stopped by a police officer who was so casual. She wasn't armed or anything. She just was so kind and, well, you're a tourist. I know you don't know your way around, but by the way, you made an illegal left turn there. Just by the way, that you drive on the left side of the road.
Yeah.
And they have these things called rotaries. So trying to imagine going to the left around the rotary.
You didn't enter a roundabout to the wrong way, did you?
No, I didn't do that. But I did make an illegal left turn, and she did stop me. And she was so nice, and it was one of the more pleasant experiences.
It was almost fun to be arrested by her, wasn't it?
Well, I wasn't arrested, but it was kind of fun to talk to her about law enforcement in New Zealand versus the United States, because they had never had the kind of problems that we had until literally a week after I left.
Yeah.
And then Christchurch had that problem.
Well, that's a good travelogue report, Rob. I appreciate you doing that. We love hearing about those kinds of things, and I appreciate you doing a good job there. RobertGrady.com, folks, the books are all there. All the information that we've talked about earlier about retail merchandising, that's all there. Rob, good job today. Come back soon.
Jim, always glad to, and thank you very much for asking. Appreciate
we'll see you next time. Rob Grady, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.